Thank you. Thank you for coming. My name is Kathleen Newland. I direct our migration and development program here at NPI. And we're very excited about the release of this report, which my colleague Dublin Agunias has researched and compiled on recruitment in the Philippines United Arab Emirates corridor. It's a remarkable piece of research. Those of you who have followed this topic know that there's quite a bit written about recruitment and migrant labor practices, lots of sort of assessments that look at what the rules are, what the formal agreements are between countries and within regions, and some writing about the rules and practices of individual countries. But what you very seldom get is really an evidence-based look at how people experience recruitment practices on the ground, how migrants are really affected by them in ways whose importance really can hardly be exaggerated. Dublin spent weeks in the UAE and in the Philippines, interviewed a great many, not only migrants, but also the people who are responsible for administering and implementing the programs and enforcing the rules. And Dublin heard a lot about their challenges and frustrations in accomplishing those tasks. So thank you for coming for the release. We're delighted to have with us two very distinguished commentators. Jenny Klugman, who is the director of the Human Development Report Office at UNDP, in a sense got us started on this subject. The Human Development Report 2009, for which she was lead author as well as the sort of organizer of the whole thing, was devoted to human mobility and development. And among the background papers that she commissioned for that report was a report on middlemen in the migration process, which Dublin wrote. And that really opened our eyes wide to the importance and the relative neglect of this subject. So we're grateful to Jenny for getting us started. And we're also very pleased to welcome Luz Divininda, I hope I said that correctly, Padilla, who is the labor attaché at the Embassy of the Philippines in Washington, and prior to that was Undersecretary of the Department of Labor and Employment in the Philippines, where she supervised the Overseas Employment Program. As you probably know, the Philippines has not only one of the largest, but one of the most sophisticated systems of overseas labor deployment, with some of the most sort of well thought out and sophisticated mechanisms in place, which, as will not come as a surprise to anyone who has worked in these issues, don't always work as intended, but do provide a framework for regulation of recruitment. So we're really delighted that you can join us in studio. And you have there, you have fuller biographies of both of our commentators, as well as Dublin and myself on your chairs. We also have copies of the Human Development Report 2009 out in the corridor, which Jenny was kind enough to send us. So.